notion that now that we're connected, that we can create such a resource, a common pool, that is ours, that can enrich each of us. That's what we're talking about. So, today is a work session, too. So there's an invitation to get engaged, to let us contribute to what you're doing in the marriage of shared interest, recognizing that we have to put self-interest and shared interest on the table. This isn't about just doing good. We'll all do better when everyone does better. So I want you to see what Wiser has been building. And think of this as yours. So I'm going to ask Peggy and Betsy. And we're going to explain. So this, look, a couple things. There's a wonderful book title that saved me a lot of grief. Peter Block wrote a book called The Answer to How is Yes. Yeah. So I'm asking us for a little bit of time to put the how aside. I promise, in fact, there's a session this afternoon that Drummond Reed is here, and the guys from the Web Collective are here. We're going to get into all the nuts and bolts. But let's just imagine a different kind of future. You know, they said information at your fingertips. It's here. Now, how can we use this information? How can we benefit from having it, and how can we contribute to it? So we're going to demonstrate. We're going to explain some concepts, and I know there'll be questions, so we're going to do this. Let me just tell you while they're warming up where we're going. We're going to show you some stuff. I don't know if you can bring the lights down, Frank, if that's possible. But I want you to go to sleep, but I want you to be able to see a little bit here. And then we're going to ask you to imagine for yourself if you had a resource like this. Now, we're not saying that everyone's going to go to this site. But we're going to break out the distinction between the user interface, its appearance, okay, what you're seeing up there, that destination, that interface, that UI, that's just one of three pieces I want you to be aware of. Not just that UI, but then there's all the content in it. And then there's all the functionality underneath it that lets it do things. So we've got the user interface, we've got the content, and we've got the functions. You could say, well, I have my own beautiful site I'm building. Well, great. You can grab the content from here and put that into your site. You can take the content from your site and put it into here. So together we're building a world index for social and environmental responsibility. So some of you may say, no, I want to be right in Wiser Earth. Well, you can go in there and contribute right there too. So you see what we're saying? We're not talking about any one big umbrella. We're talking about a resource that we all can share. So I'm going to let
First of all, the UI you see is just placeholder. And so, in fact, I think there's people here.
There are guys here, you'll be
with me. Yeah, thank you. We need you. So don't judge it by the UI itself. Or don't judge it at all. So I'm not going to go through that. What I'd like to just is quickly run through it, just, you know, like a car here. And start with organizations, and you click on organizations, and first of all, you get an alpha. Simple thing, which you can just, wow, that's a lot of people hitting here, the Wi-Fi here. Okay, maybe you guys can log off. Okay, so this is ABC, and if you hit an organization, Better Bronx for Youth Consortium, and I don't know why they're there, I mean, they're there. Then you just get a map, and what you get is a topic, so the areas of focus, and then beneath that you'll get their goals, mission statement, or whatever it is that they say about themselves. Now this is editable. It's editable by anybody, and therefore for organizations that you can put in that organization. Trying to do here is something between a structured database and a wiki. In fact, it's both. And the reason for that, you'll see, for example, if Peggy clicks on the Bronx, or where it says here, New York, but it says Bronx, okay. So if you click on the Bronx under city, where it says city under general info, it says Bronx, yeah, right there, okay. then you'll get all the organizations that are so far in the database under the bar. Okay, that's a structured database. You can't do that if it's a wiki, pure wiki. Wikis are texts. No matter how structured a page may look like as an outline, it is actually basically text. What Google does is treat the whole internet as text. So when you do a search on Google, you're getting relevance based on the reading of those texts and keywords, etc. But by structuring the database, and you can go back one, again, back to that organization, I'm just going to use this, then you can click on any one of those links and get the organizations in zip code 10.0, 10.45, 3. And then you go down and look under topics areas of focus. We have community resources, NGO support, sustainable living, youth-led organizations. So let's click on youth-led organizations. And what you see here is that there's 691 organizations, and you see the last five listed. So there's a little bug here in terms of the update, but there's 757 organizations that are led by youth. Now, when you go there, you see the advanced searches above it. So you see where the cursor is, it says types. You say, well, pull that down. I actually want to see network coalitions and collectives. So you can click on that. And now you see that there are 251 youth-led organizations that are networks, coalitions, or collectives. Then you can go in there to the country, for example, on the top, country. Yeah, and just write Canada. So, I don't know if I've done this search before, but there's 30 youth-led organizations in Canada that are collective networks and coalitions. So you can see when you structure the data, the finesse and the granulation that you can instantly achieve in terms of finding what it is you're looking for, what you want to connect with, or who's out there. What we don't have yet, but we will, is a link up there which you can then click it and you'll see all those organizations. You'll see them all together in a country, an area, city, or even in the world. And we can see individual organizations right now, but we can't see more of them. That will be there soon. I know it's fine to read, I'm so sorry.
I'm just trying to rough
it. Yeah. Well, you can just go on and take it. You know? So, okay. So, we'll go back to. Now we go to, let's say, profiles for a minute right now, and these are need to be developed. Go to Anaria Vasquez, and then what you see here is an individual, and also just like an organization in these areas of interest. So we had women's leadership there, and then again we get 1,027 organizations, and we click on that. Well, click on the 2027 first. Yeah. And again, 23 all right. It works perfectly. but then you can also go, right there, you can go to the website. So if you go to Upper Face in Senegal, you can go right to the website. No, to the right, you press the website. Yeah, the website. And, well, hey, that's why we need to be fully editable. So, okay. Yeah.
How do we get to that page? I'm trying to figure out how we get to that page. Not replicated anyway. How do we find this to look at it?
You mean how you log on?
Oh, you have to log on, so it's a protected space right now.
Yeah, right now. Categories. and no subcategories. So what we did is by going in, looking at organizations, and then reading their mission statement, their goals, or their principles, then we derived from that what it is that they were directing themselves to, and then we'd look at the areas of focus and say, is it in there? If it's not, where does it belong? So forth. So as you scroll down, you can see under each one, you can see the number of organizations. Now, obviously, as you saw, most organizations have more than one area of focus. That is to say, have 2, 3, 4, 5 in Seattle. If you go quickly down, so you can see conservation, democracy, ecology, education, energy, fisheries. The thing about this, I am sure that if you now expand it, if you go to the top and expand and show all definitions, and what we've done here then is created a definition of all these categories and subcategories. Now, we worked with other people, Peter Borshaw, Liz Roberts, and so forth, and you see a definition, agricultural policy refers to then underneath that, you see keywords, okay? Agroecology, you see sustainable ag, management, food system, study, ecology, farming, research, whole systems approach, feed, fiber, etc. So these are the keywords. The thing is that I am almost positive that if each of you scroll this whole thing, it's 50,000 words. That is, you know, it now can be edited and added to and changed, and that's the whole point. But the fact is that you would go, check, 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 check. That's it. Here, okay, I remember that one, yep. In other words, it's not a mystery, it's not arcane. We do know this ourselves, it's just that it's never been put down, I don't think. And we're not, again, suggesting that this is the ultimate elaboration at all. We think it's just, we just want to get to a point where it could be model changed. And so again, if you scroll down, and you're looking up from the areas of focus, and go to animals here, which I go back to animals, I love the animal one. So scroll again, okay. And so you have arteriodactyls, of course. Don't forget those. And so it's and bats, okay, and birds, which is a lot, okay, the canids. Boy, you have a nice dog at home, by the way. I don't know what I have to talk to you about. Cetaceans, elephants, endangered species, endemics, you know, felids, you don't have a cap. Okay, but if you go to felids right now, if you click on 97, again, you go right into the organizations, right? And as you see here, another important point is the first organization is in Spanish. And so one of the things that the programmers did, led by actually Peggy's husband, is that you can edit this in your native language. In other words, you can put it in your native language, unless it's Cyrillic or simple characters, and we hope to do that as well. We can't do that yet. But if it uses a Roman alphabet, you can write it. And so that organizations here, and then with the UI itself will be in different languages, and then people, just like on Wiki, hopefully will translate and add to the areas of focus in native languages so it can be truly international. But just as importantly, it's still one site. Whereas with Wikipedia, they have separate sites for every language. You know, so each one is a distinct site, and that's great, but we wanted to make one site for all languages so that there wasn't the lingua franca thing of English being the dominant language and others being subordinated and being other. And it is right now because this is our native tongue, but that's not the ultimate goal and purpose. And if you go back to profiles again, going back to Ana Maria again, we didn't forget her. And doesn't she look like Frida Kahlo? What's going on there? But that's her, actually. But if you go down and look at her site and organizations, you go to Women's Global Green Action Network, that's her organization, Megan, they're there in Berkeley. And one of the things you can do is basically look at her network, or the network of Wigan. So this is a open source program. Who is this from?
It's a teenager from 17 years old.
Carol wrote this app. It doesn't show any pictures. Okay, it's dynamic. Okay, well, we can, absolutely. And there's other parts. But if you click on, for example, none of you can be this, but that's Earth Island Institute there. If you click on that, then you'll see, Earth Island. You can click it, so in a sense, you can. Yeah, you click on people there, right? So there's Melinda, and there's her links, and so forth. Now, you can create your own, or what we'll also do is just crawl the websites of the organizations inside the database, and then also map those links as well. Another feature that we want to do is we call 6 degrees, which is that, supposing you have the ABC NGO in Seattle, and you want to get in touch with Wangar and Mutai Kenya, right? And she's the Green Belt movement, but you don't know how to get to her, but you got to get to her. So what you can do is put in your organization, her organization, then you have a slider, and it goes 1 degree, and you'll see if it's in your organization that you're connected to, it's directly with the Global Green Belt. There's two. If you get to two, but also what you'll see on the right side, if you just put in your own organization, the ABC NGO, and you click 1, 2, 3, you will see the areas of focus that the organizations that you were linked to by 1, 2, or 3 degrees are dominating. So you get to see on the right hand side at the same time the counter. It shows you what your network is embedded in terms of their focus and their resources. Now, there are many things missing on this, which is jobs, internships, volunteers, job postings, things like that. What will happen is that in your personal profile, if you're looking to be employed or you're offering your services, you can put that in your personal profile. And again, you can choose areas of focus, geography, all the same things that are in the database of that. Now, in terms of structure, you can say, I need somebody with water in Senegal, and I need a volunteer, right? Boom, 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 you click it, just like we saw before, and you'll find anybody or everybody, virtually who's out there, who wants to go to Senegal, who has an understanding of hydrology, and who wants to work as an intern or volunteer for whatever period of time. Vice versa, if you're an organization, you can put the posting on your organizational website, and of course, this is all free right now. To do that, you really have to pay everywhere, including Craigslist and Craigslist and so forth. So this is, again, a free way of connecting. We're talking to Greg Wendt about MetaCalendar. MetaCalendar says My Calendar. What happens is that you can fill out under your calendar, like where it is that you want to be, where you're interested in events, that is in King County or this county or that, or the state, or how big it is, you can check that off. Then, on the areas of focus, you can say, I'm interested in trafficking, I'm interested in reconservation, I'm interested in community development, whatever things you're interested in doing. Then, those organizations that are working and using that calendar, like Indie Media, or Sustainable Alliance, Sustainable Connections, whatever, as they post to their calendar on their website, it gets pulled into your calendar. You don't get an email unless you ask it to. But so you can look at your calendar and you'll see that there's a lecture at town hall on this night by this person in this subject that relates to something you want. So this is a way on a regional basis that you can understand what is going on at all times in the areas that you're most interested and concerned in. And to that also means that there'll be regional hubs, which is geographical hubs, which are already existing, like Sustainable Connections. They're starting to emerge, Salmon Nation and Portland and things like that, so that they can be populated people in the same way so that you can see what's going on and connect to people in your region. And again, this doesn't happen unless you do it, unless you want to do it, unless it's important to do it, but where you think it is. And then that really then crosses right over to Wiser Business. So think of that, so that Bessie talked about Wiser Business, because that's where really the nonprofit and the for-profits really mesh and work together is on that level of the